White Christmases are nice. Retailers would prefer a green one. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. First, the House has passed a stopgap funding measure to avoid a government shutdown Friday. The bill does not include funding for Ukraine or Israel, border security measures, or additional funding for a federal nutrition program for women and children the president wanted. Decisions on all those get delayed. It's now up to the Senate, which has till Friday to pass the bill. We are going to get some clues real soon on how this year's holiday shopping season will pan out. Quarterly results from Target and Walmart, plus retail sales numbers for October, all coming out today and tomorrow. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Retail sales are expected to increase during this holiday shopping period, but likely at the slowest pace in several years, and just about enough only to keep up with inflation. So many retailers are being cautious heading into the final months of the year. Take forecasts yesterday from Home Depot. In a call with analysts, merchandising chief Billy Bastek said they're already seeing shoppers pulling back a bit.
We saw a continuation of a trend that we have been observing throughout the year, with softness in certain big tickets, discretionary type purchases. Instead of engaging in larger projects, customers continue to take on smaller projects.
That kind of lackluster spending is unlikely to power Home Depot to a strong year-end finish. For the first time since the Great Recession, the company predicted that its sales will decline this year. The nation's biggest retailer, Walmart, skipped the usual seasonal worker hiring binge heading into the holidays, saying it had enough people on staff already. Meanwhile, Macy's, which has also signaled the likelihood of slowing sales, opened up fewer seasonal positions. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Water is both cheap and precious, something we literally cannot live without, yet often take for granted. But what happens when sources run dry or when water becomes unaffordable? That is what our Climate Solutions podcast, How We Survive, is digging into this season. Host and senior correspondent Amy Scott has an episode out today about a community near Scottsdale, Arizona, that found its water supply cut off. She recently spoke with Marketplace Morning Report host David Brancaccio.
All right, so this community, Rio Verde Foothills, what happened to its water supply?
Yeah, so this is a community of about 2,000 homes scattered through the foothills outside of Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a really pretty place, but it's in an unincorporated part of Maricopa County. Most residents have wells, but about 500 households rely entirely on hauled water. As you said, water purchased from the city of Scottsdale and delivered in big trucks. But in January of this year, Scottsdale cut them off as part of a plan to address the ongoing drought. We've been following one couple, Lee Harris and her husband, Frank Avril. They went from spending about $130 to fill up their big underground tank, which lasts about 5 to 6 weeks, to more than $500 a delivery, mostly because of the extra diesel costs. And they're on a limited income and just couldn't afford it.
It's wild. How have they been managing?
Well, I want to play you some sound of when I first met Lee back in June. I was walking up to her front door and noticed all these plastic bottles lined up outside. Turns out they were filled with rainwater that they had been collecting to flush their toilets.
Now, you have to promise me to not think untoward of us, because we've been literally camping in this house for 6 months now with no real running water.
They ended up going almost 10 months borrowing tap water from work and from friends, eating a lot of microwavable meals, collecting rainwater to flush the toilets. But, you know, there wasn't much rain at all in Arizona this summer, and they were getting pretty worried.
You are dangling a solution ahead. But before we get that, how common is this phenomenon of hauling water in America because the pipes have run dry?
Well, one of the problems is that no one is really tracking this. A lot of rural homes in Arizona that don't have wells or where the water quality isn't very good pay to haul potable water. A loophole in Arizona groundwater law allows home builders to sell homes without a guaranteed water supply on land that's split into five or fewer lots. These are known as wildcat developments. We also spoke to a resident, Christy Jackman, who runs a horse and donkey boarding business in Rio Verde Foothills. She has well water, and she blames the home builders for this crisis.
Problem is, you don't put houses for sale when there's no water underneath you in a place like this. You just got to build smart.
So there's a movement in the state to close the wildcat loophole, but so far it hasn't gone anywhere.
All right. So you host the Climate Solutions podcast, How We Survive. What are some of the medium-term solutions here?
Well, for Rio Verde foothills, in the end, the Arizona legislature stepped in. They allowed the community to create a sort of quasi-government agency to buy water from a private company, deliver it through Scottsdale's infrastructure. Lee and Franck got their first delivery just a few weeks ago. But that's what this season is about. It's really looking into how we're going to adapt and find other sources of water if we want to keep living in increasingly arid places.
Marketplace's Amy Scott is host of How We Survive. The podcast is out now wherever you sign up for podcasts. Amy, thank you.
Thanks so much, David.
That was Marketplace's David Brancaccio there, speaking with Amy Scott, host of How We Survive. You can learn more about How We Survive at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.